Good morning and welcome to the September 14th, 2021 County Council meeting. First things, you approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I see no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer, second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Aye, we got motion carried. We have the minutes of August 31st. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, no stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two letters thanking council for their support, and one is from Community Food Pantry in Salveville, and the other is from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, both thanking council.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Okay. We're now out of time for public comments. It's just 3 minutes. Anybody can speak to council about something council has some interest in. I would tell you, if you're here for any of the public hearings today, that's not the time to speak in that. It's not now. Public hearings are on the agenda. This is for non-public hearing issues. Anybody want to speak? One down, sir. You'll see a green light go on when you start and a red light when you're going to stop. Morning.
Good morning, County Council et al. My name is Steve Doolin. I've lived in the county since 2008 in a community called the Peninsula. I last addressed this august body on July of 2019 concerning an applicant's amended request in the zoning of 1883 in the Peninsula. Their zoning request was to simply amend the build out from 1,404 units to 1,394. I opposed that. The council deferred and then later approved the request, I assume, in old business. The purpose of me here today is I brought some slides here, if I can pull them up. Oh, here we go. This is the original plan and build out of 1,404 units. There were 11 condominium, multifamily condominiums there, and 13 at that point. The applicant came before you and asked to reduce to 1,394, but did not reduce these units. They simply asked to reduce 10 units up in the sales side area and one other community. Consequently, the original of 1,404, this is their now proposed, which came before the HOA and Mr. Tom Tipton, who was the COO of Ocean Atlantic and the president of the Community Association, where I am, announced that the new proposed plan is now going to be a reduction of 54 units, not just 10. And instead of the condos going here, where you see two there, where the other 16 were, if you recall.
Excuse me, Mr.
If I could, 1 second. Yes. So this is something going to come be presented again to council?
I didn't know that, but eventually it will. I just found out this morning from Mr. Whitehouse. Before I came in here, there was no announcement of anything.
Mr. Moore, you want to say?
Yes, Mr. Doolin. What you've said so far about what happened in the past is fine, but now you're getting into an area talking about something that has been filed. I'm not sure if it's been scheduled yet, but it is going to be scheduled, and there's going to be a public hearing before planning and zoning, as well as before county council. And at that would be the appropriate time to come discuss that then.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, though.
Right. Thank you,
okay,
sir.
This was just presented before the homeowners, and I didn't know that.
Understand.
I didn't know it until this morning.
That's fine.
Sure.
But when it comes up again, I appreciate it.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? I want to speak. Anybody else? One down, sir.
Good morning, council members. My name is Jim Heston. I have been a resident of the Vines of Sand Hill since 2018. We are happy with our community, One of the reasons we chose the Vines was because of the luxury amenities promised. I have some concerns about our amenities. When I first moved in, we were promised amenities in a year. Then it was extended to the 50th house built. That didn't happen. In May 2020, the developer, Tony Spezzato, was asking for another extension, and the residents of the Vines attended the Zoning and Planning Board meeting. They heard the case, gave him a firm completion date of November 2022. Since then, the only thing we've seen done are two ribbons put around trees in the development to indicate where the roads are going to be built. No other work has been done. At this time, no plans or drawings have been submitted to the Planning and Zoning Board for review and approval. I'm very concerned at this point. I feel as though this is like a bait and switch. And, you know, it affects me quite a bit. There's been no movement on the clubhouse at all. And I feel moving forward, nothing's been done. Again, no plans have been submitted in there. It's like la-di-da. And most of the people in our community feel the same way. And I'd just like to say that to you guys. And any clarification you could give me, I would appreciate it. Okay. Thank you for your time and listening.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else want to speak? Go on down, sir.
Thank you, County Council. My name is Ray Naughton. I'm also a resident of the Vines. This has been, as Jim had mentioned, a complete runaround. The developer, Spezzato, seems to be an amateur, doesn't know what he's doing. I understand he's had some financial issues, but what I want to address to you today is for your consideration at a future meeting. Obviously you have an agenda already today, is to consider that all amenities on approved plat need to be bonded. In this case, only the roads were bonded. That plat was approved first in, I think, 2006, and then extended to 2011, and then the first homes didn't go in until 2017. But the approved plat said that amenities would be totally built out 2 years after the start of the first home site. Obviously, that didn't happen. And in addition to asking you to consider having all amenities bonded on all future developments, we also need to have planning and zoning needs more efficient tools to leverage the developers to meet their commitments. Right now, planning and zoning has told us that the only thing they can do is stop the development. Obviously, that's not in the interest of the homeowners. We need to have a series of escalating fines that are available to planning and zoning to leverage the developer to meet their commitments. I please ask you to consider that in a future agenda, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else in the audience?
Can I ask that question?
Mrs. Green.
Whose district is that?
I have no idea.
Mine.
And yours?
There
okay.
You go.
Yeah, real briefly, Mr. President, I actually, this is great timing because I had this conversation with Mr. Whitehouse yesterday about showing amenity plans on site plans when they're recorded. And I think that may actually be an administrative thing that he can do in-house without a formal vote of council, but we'll discuss that.
Sure.
And I am aware of the issues with Mr. Spezzato in the clubhouse, and I'm in contact with Ray occasionally. And I'm confident that at the end of the day, everything will work out fine, but it's been a struggle.
Sure. Thank you.
Our main concern is he hasn't even applied for permits yet.
Anyone else in the public? Operator, would you check online for any public comment, please?
At this time, we have no one on the line.
Thank you. Mr. Lawson. We'll close public comments, Mr. Lawson.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. President. Moving down the agenda, we are now, it's my honor to recognize two former Board of Adjustment members that are here with us today, as well as our former Planning and Zoning Director, Mr. Lank. We are here to recognize Mr. Hudson, Jeff Hudson, and Mr. Brent Workman. These gentlemen volunteered their time in a combined over 20 years on the Board of Adjustment, and we certainly appreciate all their hours in this chambers, listening to the Board of Adjustment hearings that they had to sit through, and we certainly appreciate their volunteerism for the residents of Sussex County. I do have two tributes that I'd like to read, Mr. President, and then we can ask the gentleman to step down, and we will take some pictures. So this one is presented to Mr. Jeffrey Hudson by the Sussex County Council in recognition of your service on the Sussex County Board of Adjustment from 1998 to 2017. And the second is presented to Mr. Brent Workman by the Sussex County Council in recognition of your service on behalf of the Sussex County residents in service of the Sussex County Board of Adjustment from years 2002 to 2021. Thank you both, gentlemen, for your service.
Okay, good.
Thank you very much for your service. We appreciate it.
Okay.
That's all you get. Mr. E. Brett Workman, thank you for your service, my friend.
You're welcome.
Step right up here. Come here. Get the picture, guys. Get Lawrence up here with you. Come on. Get over to here. Get over here.
Lawrence,
don't be shy. Get in the middle there. Get in the middle.
Lawrence, you want to get over there?
Yeah.
Well, Lawrence, I'm getting sun.
You can get your sun.
I knew it wasn't for it someday.
Very nice. Very nice.
We good?
We are now.
You don't want to make any comments? You don't want to say anything while you're up here?
Not really.
That's a good thing for us.
Sure you don't want to speak about all the wonderful years that you sat on the dais?
Late nights.
Late nights.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Thank you both very, very much for your service. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, County Administrator's Report for September 14, 2021, item number one. Per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Linkside Village Phase 2, formerly known as Nutter's Grant and Bridgeville Park Center, received substantial completion on August 30th, 2021. Item two, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults and Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet September 20th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Admin West Complex Building at 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. Item three, Sussex County, in conjunction with Tyler Technologies, will host five town hall meetings to provide an overview of the upcoming reassessment process. Public meetings are scheduled for Thursday, September 23rd, from 2 to 4 at Milton Fire Department, Thursday, September 23rd, from 6 to 8 at Deltec Owens Campus, Carter Partnership Center, Monday, September 27th, from 6 to 8 at the Delaware National Guard Bethany Beach Training Site, Wednesday, September 29th, from 6 to 8 at the Millsboro Town Center, and Thursday, September 30th, from 6 to 8 at the Seaford Fire Department. In addition, one virtual session featuring the same presentation will be conducted. That meeting will be held Monday, September 27th, from 2 to 4. Anyone interested in viewing the virtual session, please see the county website at sussexcountyde.gov for more information and the meeting link. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ben Lawrence. Sussex County Public Safety Building Project, C-19-04. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, council members. President and I discussed this issue before, and you've seen it just a few weeks ago. You may recall that the public safety building had two built-in contingencies. One was for light gauge steel, and one was for structural steel. So both of these were awarded by council as change orders as intended on the 30th of August. The light gauge steel was had no problems moving through. But when we looked at the timeline, and I put the timeline in the memo, the bid award on the 10th, the award of the change order on the 30th, the letter of intent to award from the contractor went out to the subcontractors, the actual issue of the contractor to the subcontractor for a contract was issued on the same day we issued the change order. They conveyed that to the material supplier. Material suppliers responded. the quote of the 12th, which was after our award on the 10th, is no longer valid. It was only valid for 1 week. So, in order to get through this, out of this vicious cycle, Ms. Jennings and I discussed an intent of us to discuss it again today. Bancroft did follow through. They issued the purchase material now order to the subcontractors. The pricing is locked in based on the August 30th quotation. So we are standing before you. I'm standing, she's sitting. To revise change order number one, which I hate to do, but you see the dynamics behind it, and hopefully put this issue to rest. Material deliveries are still what they are, but at least our prices will be secure.
Right. So, have a motion.
We do have a motion to revise change order number one.
Please, yes. Make
be it removed, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the previously issued change order number one for contract C-19-04 Sussex County Public Safety Building be rescinded and replaced with the revised change order number one, increasing the contract in the now fixed amount of $62,829 even.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Roth. Questions on the motion? Take a vote. Schaefer?
Yes.
Green?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Riley?
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Next, sir.
The next one is the miscellaneous engineering contract with Davis, Bourne, and Friedel. You see we had four amendments before, and amendments are just amendments to the base contract where we issue a new task order. So these are not like change order, these are just different projects. So task order, amendment number three was the sewer and water interconnection between the town of Georgetown and the Coastal Business Park and the airport. And the sewer piece was to go along the railroad track and tie into the artesian at the handshake point on Park Avenue. So this was anticipated to be relatively easy, and two things very much convoluted the process. When we submitted it initially to DLDOT, a lengthy list came back of special requirements to install this, and it had to do with a lot of railroad safety, which I don't want to get into the detail. The most opportune response was, we're going to drill this pipe in and get out of six or seven requirements, which in my opinion really don't apply, but that's irrelevant. So once we did this, then we had to deal with the force main, which was installed, the high pressure gas main, Eastern Shore Natural Gas, installed on Park Avenue. If we had excavated it open cut, we could have just crossed under that high pressure main without trouble. Now we had to drill under it, and I had to change the alignment, which required an easement from the Bakers, who are the people who live on the opposite side, to get this done. So there's a lot of moving parts. So in the end, we burned through two DLDOT submittals and have to go for round three, plus have to deal with the gas guys, and had to deal with the Bakers and their attachments. So make a long story short, I need more the county engineering department needs more money to complete the interconnection and work this out so we can complete the connection. I was actually targeting to get it done this year. It looks like it's going to be first quarter or next year to get it finished. So we have an amendment five, even so it's related to amendment three, but it's, remember, this is how these base contracts work. So
do you have a motion?
I do have a motion. Be it removed, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that amendment number five to the 2019 Miscellaneous Engineering Base Agreement with Davis, Bourne, and Friedel Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $25,000 for additional engineering services associated with the Town of Georgetown Wastewater Interconnection Scope Modification.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Sorry.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. Ashman? Morning, sir.
Good morning. This is a sort of a follow-up and asking for approval of the resolution for the North Georgetown area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. The department appeared before council on April 27th to request permission for this expansion, and we prepared and posted notices for the public hearing. The engineering department held the public hearing on June 15th before council. Revision to the boundary was required, and council voted on July 15th to establish the boundary you see before you. The engineering department held a strictly mail-in referendum based on there only being three parcel owners, and the ballots were required by noon on August 10th. All property owners returned their ballots, and the results of the referendum were 3 in favor and 0 opposed. So at this point in time, I'd like to read the short title of the resolution.
Please read the short title of the resolution.
This is North Georgetown area, the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, under the provisions declared under the provisions of Title IX, Chapter 65 of Delaware Code. Whereas the eligible voters of the proposed North Georgetown area approved the creation of the sewer area by a vote of 3-0 in an election held on August 10th, 2021.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second,
Mr. Riley. Excuse me, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I mean, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We've got 8 minutes.
Mr. President, may I come back to one of my subjects?
Well, you certainly may.
Since we have time.
Thank you. You may or may not have noticed in the memorandum, I did indicate at the bottom of the public safety building that there's two other moving parts. One has to do with the air filtration, which we're working through with the EMS team, as well as our safety coordinator. So you may see that in the future. It looks like there's going to be a slight upgrade, and Mr. Lawson has indicated that funds are available. So this is sort of like just an update. And the other one has to do with the fire marshal you and I discussed. I just want to make sure all the council members understand that we have one comment from the fire marshal holding up our final building approval, not the site approval. And it has to do with the second story egress. We're trying to work through that issue.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know. Nobody asked me a question, so I thought I'd better
point it out. That's fine.
You still have an extra minute?
Go ahead.
I was going to ask Mr. Ashman quick. Any updates on Warrington Road from the HOA?
I have not heard.
Okay.
Do you have a question?
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is United Way of Delaware. On behalf of Sussex County Health Coalition, is requesting $5,000 for their Delaware Goes Purple Substance Abuse Awareness Youth Program. The last grant awarded this organization was $5,000 for the same purpose in 2020. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda, and we do have members from the Delaware Goes Purple here that would like to speak.
Certainly. Good morning.
Good morning, President Vincent and council members. Thank you very much for allowing me the time to talk a little bit about this. Some of you might be aware, and some of you may not be aware. This is our fourth year for Delaware Goes Purple. We've worked really, really tirelessly to increase the awareness, and I'm going to give you some data show. I'm very big on making sure we measure the things that we're doing to let you know that your money goes very far when we do serve our community. During the pandemic, many of us may have forgotten that the epidemic with the opioid overdose has not been quelled at this point. A lot of resources have gone to the pandemic, but then there are still people losing their lives. And with the number of people who are also suffering with depression and a lot of other things, we've seen a rise on alcoholism, a rise on other types of drugs, as well as a continued leveling of overdose deaths in Delaware. Sussex County is not immune to that. So just really quickly, want to go over Our accomplishments thus far is we have a robust statewide awareness campaign. We were 600% below the national average in our community for awareness campaigns, according to the CDC study we did. We also started in Seaford and went to Sussex. It's a statewide initiative. This year, the Lieutenant Governor, along with Senator Chris Coons, are both co-chairs, along with me, on this initiative. We have done our second assessment. I'll show you some of our results for that. What we're doing this year, besides the awareness and the prevention, which we used all of your money the last 3 years and including this year to go to youth prevention services in Sussex County specifically, as you requested, we will continue to do so. We leveraged your money last year to increase to another $20,000. So your $5,000 helped us leverage another $20,000 so that we could do $25,000 in youth prevention services to over 15 different organizations here in Sussex County. And then we also this year are really looking at the recovery initiatives and support around those who are, we don't have an adequate amount of recovery and support initiatives, and so that's our next focus. On the areas we did focus, if you'll look at the charts that are provided, the CDC came back. We did the CAS tool again. We went from literally advocacy events from less than 12% in Sussex to over 100%. And that's in 3 years. We went from 12% for mass media coverage to over 127% in 3 years. We did community-based initiatives from 10% up to 110%, according to them. And then where we're focused this year is really around the health education. So as you can see, the awareness campaign has been a huge success. We've reached 150,000 Delawareans in the last 3 years with this, and a majority of them have been Sussex and Kent County. Next slide. So just so you know, and she didn't have this in order, so I got to look over here. The other thing that we know is a real concern in our community, there's a lot of stigma associated with recovery using naloxone. It is a life-saving national best practice. We need people to know that they can save their loved one if they are trained in naloxone and they administer it after someone overdoses. We know that most overdose deaths occur in the home, and so if individuals and parents, could you imagine being there watching your loved one die and not being prepared to save them? We need to do a better job of that, not only in Sussex County, Kent County, but statewide. And so we're really going to promote some of our recovery efforts this year on making sure people are aware that you are the front line. You, your family, and your friends are the front line in making sure that our citizens have a second chance in making it through a recovery process. Okay, so this year we will have our virtual campaign. We served over 1,500 youth last year with the funds that you had given us, along with the $20,000 that we were able to leverage. And we are looking to do even more. We have Delmarva Life, which is going to do 5 episodes. We have a recovery concert at Hudson Field. It's going to be rocking for recovery this year, really looking at getting that anti-stigma message out with Narcan training. And then we are also working with local law enforcement who are really doing us a phenomenal job. The Seaford Chief of Police is doing a really great job to really see how they can get the police more engaged as friends in this recovery process. So we have a new website. We have new information. We have a new logo. And we are doing this as a grassroots effort. We raise every dime through organizations like yours. Last year, we raised close to $60,000. It is estimated that this is a $600,000 campaign. And this gives you an idea. And this has all been done by your local organization here in Sussex County. It's gone statewide. We've been able to be seen as a model. And there are others who are looking at us. And we hope you're proud, as we are, of the work we've been doing. And we hope you'll support us again this year.
Thank you.
The Rocktoberfest, along as COVID-related issues, will occur on Hudson Fields, donated by the Hudson family and supported by your local community on October the 17th.
Any questions? Thank you for all you do and your group does. We really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Gina, I think we fund this out of youth grant. Is that correct?
That is correct.
$5,000.
Correct. Yes.
If somebody make that motion.
I will make
it. Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer, to fund United Way of Delaware for Sussex County Health Coalition for Delaware Goes Purple Substance Abuse Awareness Program for $5,000 out of the countywide youth.
Thank you very much.
We'll take up.
Can we make a comment?
Certainly you can.
I would like to make a comment. It has come to our attention that Sussex County, our numbers are high, and I don't know whether it's youth or adults or all mixed together, that it's been identified as a crisis.
It is.
So we are needing to partner with grassroots and people on the ground, and that we can support you to do that and grow.
One thing that would be huge, really getting some of our local mayors to all adopt. We have several. Georgetown does it, and so does Seaford. But if the county were to say, this needs to be an effort across all of our towns, that your voice goes a long way for us.
Okay.
When is your event again?
That one is on October the 17th. We are also doing a Forum Recovery, a national best practice, a summit. But it'll be virtual based on our conditions now. And that'll be the end of October, I think, believe on the 28th. We really feel strongly about education, not only awareness, and the prevention activities, and now this year going to recovery. So we have a plan, and every year we're working our plan. I'm pretty good about that, and we'll be measuring again in 2023 to see where we are.
And where is the 17th event?
That's at Hudson Field. Over near, I think it's between Milton and Rehoboth, yeah. Mm-hmm.
At what time?
It's going to be about 1 to 7. We have two cool tribute bands. I know one is a Kid Rock band and the other is a Bad Company band, and we may have a third, you know, as long as everything holds out with the COVID issue.
Anything else? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will, yes. Motion carried. Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And next,
Ms. Jennings,
the last one.
Sure, the last one. Laurel Women Civic Clubs requesting $250 for Wreaths Across America project. There's no previous grants awarded this organization. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
So I make that motion up from my council account. I appreciate it.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $250 to the Laurel Women Civic Club for the Wreaths Across America project. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Okay, let's move back on the agenda to 10:30 public hearings.
Yes, at this time it is, as Mr. President indicated, time and place for public hearings on two separate hearings for expansions of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, one being in Fenwick Island, the other Mulberry Knoll area. And Mr. Ashman will give a short presentation on each of those. As we do each one, after he gives a presentation, the council will have an opportunity to question him concerning that, and after that, any member of the public may come forward and comment. If you desire to comment, please come forward, give your name and address, and then address the council. Subsequent to that, anyone listening virtually may do so prior to the hearing being closed. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. Yes, this is a proposed expansion of the Fenwick Island area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. And the engineering department has received a request from Vista Design Incorporated on behalf of their client, Atlantic Building Associates Incorporated, owners and developers of a project known as Marlin Cove. This project is proposed at 49 units, and two of the three parcels are already in the sewer district, and this is a request to include parcel 533-19.00-8.01. Permission to prepare and post notices for the public hearing was granted on July 27th. Project will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,600 per EDU based on current rates, and an infrastructure use agreement will be required. The engineering department posted the property in the surrounding areas on August 16th of 2021, and a notice was also placed on the county website. To date, we have had no responses in the annexation, either in support or opposition.
Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to discuss the Marlin Cove expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sewer District? Anyone in the room that would like to comment? Seeing none. Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine? Okay, thank you, Mr. President. This time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. So, okay, with council, close the public record. There's more, or somebody with a short title.
Short title.
Yes.
This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Fenwick Island area, to include the proposed Marlin Cove subdivision project located in the Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware. Recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Raleigh.
Yes.
I mean, motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. President, council members, I'll do the presentation for this particular one because there's a number of moving parts on this, and there's some history to this as well. So the we received the request from Morris Ritchie and Associates on behalf of the developer, also known as MKR Land Investments LLC, to extend the sewer district boundary to this parcel, which is a single parcel on Marlborough Knoll Road. The request was received in December of 2019, and that's important to note that we have not acted on this request because following the coal rule, we want to make sure that the land use process fully moves all the way through before we place it on the agenda. So I also wanted you to know that this particular parcel is in the Tier 2 sewer district area, which means that can only be served by central wastewater off Sussex County. So there's no option on having somebody else service, do your own treatment plant. No, this must be served by Sussex County. So it is a decision which should come after the land use process, despite the fact that it is an exclusive right of Sussex County to serve this parcel. That's also very important. Then we also want you to know that you granted the authority to us to post the property for the annexation in the Marlborough Knoll area of the Unified District. And that is important to note because we could have requested the annexation into the West Rehoboth area of the Unified District. Both of these were options. We chose, in cooperation with the finance department, to annex it into the Marlborough Knoll area because that would allow us to spread the user assessment of the Marlborough Knoll area over a larger user base versus in the other way around. If we had annexed it into the Rehoboth area, it would have essentially washed out in a very large number of units. So this was a well-recommended decision which you have approved, which was posted accordingly. So then we wanted to point out to you that this project, unlike many, many other ones, is not only subject to the sewer connection charges and the infrastructure use agreement based on contribution, and you can see the project is fairly large in comparison to the infrastructure we're using, so the contribution will be in accordance to that. Last not least, which is very important to note, because I said that at many at the public hearing and many HOA meetings of the Marlborough Knoll Association, that any downstream associated system improvements are also tacked on. So that's unusual, because most of the time our system downstream is more than capable of handling this. There is an exception here because this flow will go through the Beacon Middle School pump station, which will need to be improved by Scenic Manor. They've been advised of all these various conditions, and so this none of this is as a surprise, but you know, I want to state it for the record, and so we're all on the same playing field here. The parcel was posted and publicly advertised and on our website. Now we did get one inquiry. Now we got a couple, I personally received a couple of inquiries, but they were just questions. I made a couple of response calls to other members of the community. You received and I received an inquiry of a person who lives a significant distance away, who can annex if they want to in the district, in a different district area, but they can annex today, but we don't have physical infrastructure in the place. So and you remember that would be another plantation road issue we have. Mm-hmm. And last not least, we have received one comment in strong opposition. So this is sort of where we stand today on this. So it does come with a recommended short title resolution.
President, I have one question, quickly.
Mr. President.
Mr. Medlars, when you talk about the expense of, you know, going downstream there, kind of like, does that mean it'll be significantly more expensive for the development to get hooked up and run there?
This is a more expensive development than your average due to its location, mm-hmm. and due to its, when you look at it in a percentage-based effect on the existing infrastructure, the use agreement is flow proportional. So if you are a large contributor to that flow, you will be asked to pay a large contribution towards okay. that infrastructure. In addition, 90% plus of our projects do not have downstream improvements. So when you add it all together, this is not the easiest sewer connection. Mm-hmm. But remember, the code says you have to have central sewer in this area.
Yes.
The code says it has to be exclusively county sewer. I just want to make sure that you as council, we the public, understand there is a number of requirements attached to this which are all code based. So it's not anything new. It's all in the county code, chapter 110. But, you know, like when you pass this resolution, I want you to be fully aware of what's involved.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? If not, is there any member of the public here today that would like to address this issue? Is there anyone here today that would like to discuss the scenic manor expansion of the sewer district? No one in the room. Operator, is there anyone who is listening remotely that would like to comment on this?
At this time, we have no one on the line.
Okay, thank you, operator. At this time, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing for the council, close public record. Mr. Ashman, if you would read your.
Yes, this is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Mulberry Knoll area, to include the proposed Scenic Manor subdivision project located in the Lewis and Hoboth 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of Recorder and Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I believe the motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, old business.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. We have just one item of old business today, and it's application CZ 1942, which is a change of zone application to a GRRPC, General Residential District Residential Planned Community, for a 64.32 acre parcel located on the south side of Zion Church Road, approximately 0.55 mile northwest of Bayard Road. Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held on June 29th of this year. The Planning and Zoning Commission had made a recommendation on June 10th that the change of zone be approved for the 10 reasons and subject to the 17 recommended conditions outlined within the Commission's motion. County Council held the public hearing on June 29th and deferred for further consideration. I would note, though, that during the Council hearing there was a request to consider the potential revision of the landscape conditions specifically relating to the berms that were proposed around the site. So,
Question to Council?
No questions, but I do want to, are we ready to start making motions?
Well, I'm going to get Mr. Morville's short title.
Okay.
Yes, after a short title, if you want to amend, I am passing down proposed amendment.
Right.
So, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district, CR1 commercial residential district, and GR general residential district for a GRRPC general residential district residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 64.32 acres of land for the reasons given by planning zoning number 1 through 10 with conditions 11A through Q. And it's my understanding there may be an amendment.
Yes, I'd like
Mr.
to
Riley?
Move that we amend condition M. If you'll read along in your copies where it's got the line through, it says front entrance as well as the side of the property excluding open space. We want to remove that, replace it with property frontage along Zion Road, Route 20.
ask a question?
Sure. Wait, wait, this Mr. Moore, we have this read in
yes, its entirety. Yes, I will go ahead if you're, if that's okay with you, Mr. Riley. We'd propose then deleting the current M and replacing it with M. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan confirming all landscaping to be provided, comma, the preservation of all buffer areas and the forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all, and in quotations, limits of disturbance, end quote, within the site. This landscape plan shall also provide enhanced screening and landscape berms along the property frontage along Zion Church Road, Route 20, as presented during the public hearing and described at pages 15, 16, and 17 of the applicant's project notebook.
Mr. Shea, you have a question on this?
A question. I think this is a wonderful addition to the site plan. And I've had a conversation with Mr. Whitehouse briefly on and off for the last couple of weeks about having amenities plans recorded on the site plans, including landscaping, and also grading plans recorded on the final site plans. I don't know if that's appropriate for this particular application or if that needs further discussion or if that's a ministerial thing you can do in-house or...
Correct. Yes.
Would that be appropriate on this application?
The conditions of approval, as outlined by the condition, require a final site plan, and the code has certain design requirements as part of that final site plan, which includes the bulk grading plan, which is now a requirement.
Which is something fairly new since 18, I think.
Since about 2017, the code was amended, so bulk grading is now required, and also amenities are required to be shown. That sometimes you see a placeholder, and the exact design of the amenities might come forward as a slightly separate drawing, but they are required to show the exact location of the amenities and where they are in relation to all of the features as part of the final site plan.
That includes walking trails, open space,
correct,
bike paths.
Correct. And then if there are any changes to those, then they would have to be submitted as revisions thereafter. But the intent is that all those features are shown on the final site plan that is then recorded. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. To answer your question, sir?
For now, yes.
Okay. I mean, I know we changed a lot of that stuff a couple of years ago, maybe like 2017 or 18, something probably, I think. Okay.
Yeah. It's the conditions of approval require it, and that's something that staff look for. They do not specifically say that all these features must be on the plan, but it is something that we look for, and we ask for that to be shown.
I don't mean to prolong it at this point, but maybe for future, but I didn't understand that amenities plans with a schedule of when amenities are to be completed are now required on submission of final site plan.
The phasing of amenities doesn't necessarily have to be on the site plan. That can be taken care of between final site plan approval and bonding. But if amenities are proposed to be phased, that must be very, very clear in the documents that the Commission sees. So.
All right, well, I think that needs to be addressed further and maybe tightened up, but that's for a different time.
Well, since we're on that point, I want to get too far down a rabbit trail here, but Are there bonds required for the amenities? And
yes, for clubhouses.
Yeah, I thought there was.
Yes.
So,
but it used to be.
The gentleman this morning wasn't aware of that, I suppose.
We bond for buffers, clubhouses,
right,
swimming pools,
and
large.
I thought there was. So we do have some significant leverage to encourage them to follow through.
Correct.
More questions? Okay, we have a motion, Mr. Raleigh. Have I got a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Hutz. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I vote yes now. Mr. Moore, read short title as amended, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district, CR1 commercial residential district, and GR general residential district to a GRRPC general residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 64.32 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning zoning 1 through 10, with conditions 11A through Q, with condition M amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Riley.
I will vote yes, based on the recommendations planning zoning with the conditions offered.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will vote yes based on the recommendations of planning and zoning and the staff.
Mrs. Green?
I will vote yes based on recommendation from planning and zoning and the amended letter I'm here today.
Mr. Hudson?
I vote yes based on the reasons given by planning and zoning as amended.
I also agree with planning and zoning recommendation and the amendment. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore, proposal.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are four today. An ordinance to amend the, this is Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, to an MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, to amend conditions of approval of change of zone number 1883. That's ordinance number 2690 and change of zone number 1475, ordinance number 1573, related to the maximum number and types of housing permitted for a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 778.39 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Hudson, introduce it.
The next one is in Ms. Green's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a C1 general commercial district and an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 4.33 acres and 0.08 acre, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Green, introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, to an MRRPC, medium density residential district, residential planned community, to amend conditions of approval number 15 of change of zone 1538, ordinance number 1700, and change of zone 1926, ordinance number 2786, in relation to piers, docks, boat ramps, and other water-related recreational facilities for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 180.60 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Hudson, introduce it.
And the last one is in Mrs. Green's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural district to a C2 medium commercial district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 22.60 acres, more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Green, introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody? Council member comments. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're not in executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.